Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, wow, CNN is running live with an anti-ICE interview with John Gorimindi, Democrat, California. Unbelievable. Wow, this shooting is happening. I swear I will never watch these networks again. Yeah, look, it's all tied together, Lee. I mean, you had the UN funding the invasion of America. Incredible that Trump said that. Yes, just right to their faces. You funded the invasion of this country. I mean, it's staggering the size of it. $372 million to send over 629,000 illegal immigrants to the U.S. So that's cash cards, paying for their transportation, paying for their hotels, paying for water, for, you know, their clothing, all of it. Brand new phones. Wouldn't you like a new phone? Yeah, you don't get one unless you're an illegal immigrant. To invade this country. And Trump called them out on it, right? Well, I mean, look at the escalation of the desperation. Tom Homan, beginning of the week, Trump's deportation. That's why all this is happening. Trump's deportation czar announces this.
We're at over 400,000 deportations. And that's just since the president took office. Over 1.5 million illegal aliens, close to 1.6 illegal aliens already left the country on their own. Why? Because they see what ICE is doing out there every day. One of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of this nation, because ICE is out there, over 1,000 teams all across the country arresting people. So a lot of people have left, a lot of people aren't coming, which helps to secure that border. And that was a part of the strategy from the beginning. We said if we show consequences, we show them we're actually out there looking for them, many will leave. So we knew a large population would leave, and over 1.5 million have. But what's to come? ICE is getting 10,000 more agents. Right now, they got 5,000 deportation officers. We're tripling the size of the workforce. We're adding more detention beds. We're adding more flights and more transportation. So the numbers are going to explode here this next coming year.
So that's a total of 2 million, Lee. 400,000 deported by Tom Homan's team, 250 days, and another 1.5 million self-deports. This is what Democrats and their shock troops, we're going to find out the shock troops were sponsored by Democrats. This is why they're panicking. And this is why right now we're watching live at least three people shot at the Dallas ICE facility. The gunman turned the gun on himself, as you reported earlier. And then also they're saying there may be multiple gunmen. They're not sure. That often happens, though, with a shooting. Yeah. They think there's multiple gunmen and then there aren't. So I don't know. But
early
that's
reports are always very
sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's chaos.
And there's been no report yet that I've seen identified, you know, who these people are.
Who've been shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if this is ICE or law enforcement or maybe some detainees that would be taken in. And there's been no confirmation on that. They refer to this as a sally port. And that's primarily what that is an intake area where detainees are escorted in by law enforcement into the facility.
Yeah. Yeah, and that comes on the heels of, and I've been on this for 2 days now. I mean, last night's violent, you know, surround the building, overwhelm the ICE agents by left-wing protesters, all while Democrats pretend it's not going on or join them, is this time it was in Eugene, Oregon, and it's the same MO. Police do not come when called. We've never seen anything like this in America. Oh, those people are coming to hurt you? They were coming to assault you. They were coming to intimidate you. Well, see, those are Democrats and we're a Democrat city, so we just don't respond. You have no rights. I got to wonder, Lee, and this is coming, okay? We have seen this in LA is where it started. Portland every night. Eugene last night. Chicago on Friday. And New York last week. The police don't come. They did in New York, but every other place they don't. Will the police come in a shooting like this? Will the ambulances come, or they just let the ICE agents bleed out? Just curious how that's going to go. Would Democrats have a plan for that? This is Texas, so this is Dallas, so that's not going to happen. The police will come. But what happens? At what point do they allow the police to dispatch to handle the violent left-wing protesters? Do Democrats have a plan for that? Is it, well, after the shooting, we'll send the police? Or no, we don't even get shooting then. Do we get an ambulance? I'm just totally curious about that. I don't know. We've never seen this in America before. I don't know what the rules are.
I haven't heard of any plans from any Democrats recently. In fact, the only thing we hear from Democrats is, you know, Nazi, white supremacist, fascist, dictator, tyrant. I mean, that's all we hear. We never hear about any plans, any type of action that should be taken, any proposals, any type of negotiation. So,
how about this? Before we violently accost ICE facilities, before Democrat mayors like Karen Bass, as the UK Daily Mail reported, go to their dispatch centers when the ICE building is surrounded by violent protesters who outnumber the ICE agents, and you make sure personally, as she did, that no police were dispatched. Before we do all that, how about the Democrats just change the law? How about they just make it illegal for ICE to go after illegal? How about they end ICE? Why don't you just propose that?
Well, that would be what they refer to as democracy, wouldn't it?
That would be democracy. Why? Here's the crazy thing. Why aren't they proposing it? Why shoot? Why kill? Why assault? Why harass these agents? Why throw bricks through their buildings? Why not go fight to change the law? You guys want open borders? Fight for that. Propose it. But they're not. They're not. And I think the panic is real, and it's all tied together. Lee, because you see this, you know, Mike Johnson again tweeted, and I had to double check it, okay, because I thought this can't be real when I saw it. This can't really be a Speaker Mike Johnson tweet, right? This is the crazy, that's no real. I saw it on Gab, and a lot of stuff on there is, you know, it can be admittedly fake at times. And I was like, he didn't tweet that. And I went on his Twitter feed. He did. He says, Washington Democrats, he's the Speaker of the House, obviously, the Republicans, Republican leader, Washington Democrats are now officially threatening a government shutdown unless they get reinstatement of free health insurance for illegal aliens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, $500 million for liberal news outlets and other partisan priorities? Yeah, because you mean why they're not can't make any money? You put Jimmy Kimmel on. I mean, shoot, he's lost 45% of his audience since January. By the way, our side should not push for Kimmel to be taken off the air. He's so badly, we might actually get a liberal who's funny. That could be dangerous. So, and I also, just for so we know, I'm all for Kimmel. I want Kimmel to stay on the air. Honey, lose another 45% of your audience.
Now,
you
that's
go right
an interesting
ahead.
Concept. A liberal that's funny?
I don't know of any. There may be some. I just say I just don't know who they are. Yeah.
That would be an interesting concept.
Yeah. But I'm all for Kim. I don't want anybody else. They might actually be talented. And that, you know, who wants that, right? So, yeah definitely keep Kimmel.
It's always one of those situations where when you want to remove some leader or somebody, you don't know what's coming next. So
right, exactly. So, I mean, if Kimmel could take him from like 1.9 million audience in January to 1.1 now, and imagine what he could do by like, you know, June. Well, I just wonder, like, if he's down to his last 100,000 or something, like, will they finally take him off or no? It'll just be him and Chuck Schumer sitting up there. And Chuck will write the talking points. Yeah. as he dies. I'm not exaggerating. Literally, the Daily Beast wrote that.
Kimmel can say, this just handed to me by Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. They might as well. I mean, the Daily Beast is broken. I mean, they come right from his office. So, I mean, I don't know. Texter writes, breaking news, Jimmy Kimmel says the shooter at the ICE facility is MAGA. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Make it not be true.
Yes.
That's the funny thing is you see that and you're like, is he going to do a bit on that or? Okay.
I just hope nobody's dumb enough to be coming in on Ryan. We have no idea.
Nobody knows who this is. But these ICE facilities, we can say, have become flashpoints all over the country. And you are, when the word gets out, Lee, and it is definitely out because I'm talking about it, to all of these shooters and Antifa types and John Brown Gun Club, that 911 will not respond in Democrat cities to ICE facilities. That rings the dinner bell, and that is the problem. That's the problem. They know it. That's what's drawing them to these facilities, like it last night in Eugene, Oregon, where the police would not put it down. The ICE, the protesters, the left-wing protesters dressed in black bloc. By the way, faces covered in masks.
Yes, while they expect ICE agents to be uncovered.
Right, so they can better find them right. To beat them later, exactly. I suppose. Yeah. You know, they're there. The police never came. They had to send federal police in to liberate the people trapped in the ICE building last night in Eugene, Oregon. It happens every night in Portland, Oregon. They have to keep snipers permanently on the roof to repel the left, the violent left. And yes, there is coordination because the mayors of these cities do not send the police. They're all Democrats. Again, started in LA. So this, when you do that, you are begging for this to continue, and the Democrats are. And now they're going out there, they're congressional candidates, politicians, and they're standing out there with the black bloc thugs. As happened in New York, giving speeches. So, I mean, again, if somebody gets hurt here, if somebody dies here, and this is a left-wing thug again, this is straight on the Democrats. No more pretending they don't know what's going on here and they're confused. I'm sick and tired of that because they know exactly what's going on here and they're egging it on, all of it. And it's just, it's maddening. It is. But you know what it is? It's a sign that we're winning and they don't know what it is to lose. And so they are just, you know, they're just going back to the basics of, you know, violent confrontation, violent resistance. Texter writes, ambulances will be sent if the injured is a detainee, i.e. illegal immigrant, but held back if an ICE agent is injured. I don't know. I'm asking the question because I don't know right now. Texter writes, but Tara, they have gun laws in blue cities. By the way, Dallas is a blue city, theoretically. And the mayor switched partisan affiliations, but it is blue. Texter writes, Tara, shut the government down until the Congress passes 12 individual spending bills that balance the budget. I love government shutdowns so long as their government employees get fired in the process. Yeah, again, Lee, that's a good point. Mike Johnson is once again passing ACR after taking a massive vacation. In other words, Nancy Pelosi's budget again. It's
like Groundhog Day.
It's like Groundhog Day. I know it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.